Today, we will talk on spirituality. What spirituality means and why it is necessary on daily basis as food, water, entertainment, etc. So spirit is made up of spirit, something which is invisible. When a person dies, then all the physical organs are the same. Features, liver, kidney, heart, everything. But what goes away so that all these body's parts stop functioning? Why they stop functioning? Because to keep all these material values functional, something which is non-material is required. And what that non-material is, that is, we call it a spirit. Something which is abstract, something which is consciousness, something which is called consciousness, which merges into the potential of consciousness. This is very important word, the potential of consciousness. Consciousness itself is something which is manifested in a form, in any sort of form, but it has some qualities. But where it merges to, that is beyond qualities. That is beyond everything. Traigunishyavida nistray gunyo bhavarjun. Then yogastha gur garbani. Yogastha kurgarmani, become in alliance with that absolute value. What is that absolute value? Then perform the karmas, perform the duties, perform the action. What is it? It is Shivam Shantam Advaitam Chaturtham Manyante Sa Atma Sa Vigyaya. So what is it? It is Shivam, which is Shantam. And everybody who practices, who knows something about science, about molecular values, so everybody knows that everything is made up of nucleus in neutron, proton, and some electrons are moving around it. And number of electron, proton, neutrons changes and a matter changes. The matter changes. It means, wherever we see any manifested value, wherever we see matter, it means when electrons are moving around, it means moving around the nucleus in every atom. What does it mean? It means that wherever we see material value, manifested value, there is no Shanta Tattva there. There is no Shanti there. There is movement because electrons are moving. So, but here we are talking about Shivam Shantam, that Shiva Tattva which is Shant. So what does it mean? It means that Shant Tattva can only be that phenomena which is beyond matter, beyond manifested value. Because whatever is manifested value, it has atomic structure, and in atomic structure, electrons keep on moving on and on and on. It means gati, action, movement is there. So it means we are talking about shant tattva, shant sthiti, shant status, shant state, the peaceful state, where no action is being performed. So it means that is beyond matter, and that is Shiva Tattva. So when a person dies, this consciousness, and everybody knows that to keep these material value functional, something which is non-material, non-matter, that is required. Because when that goes away, body stops functioning. What it means? It simply means that to keep, to sustain all material values, that non-material value is the binding force, right? So what that binding force is, that is called spirit. And when we deal with that phenomena, that is called spirituality. So the main important thing what we want to discuss here, that it is not something which is far from all the material values, physical values, material this thing, that thing. No. On daily basis, like we, our body requires food, our body requires water, our body requires many types of radiations, because we know that unless we are exposed in sun, our body doesn't assimilate calcium. Okay? If our body doesn't have calcium, then it doesn't assimilate, it doesn't create vitamin D. So if we are exposed in sun, then vitamin D is formed in our body. It means, and that radiation is next step before the matter. That is radiational state. That radiational state converts into the matter, and that what we call vitamin D and this and that. So to create matter, that radiation is required, and that radiation is what? That is not absolute matter. And what is the source of that radiation? That is something which is being operated because of non-material value. Because as we see that when till the time that non-material value, what we call a spirit, is there in the body is sustained. It has a temperature. It functions. All the organs, they keep on working. But as soon as it goes away, everything starts disintegrating, right? Body decays, you know. Gradually it merges into the, if you don't touch the body, gradually body decays and it merges into all those basic elements it is made up of. It means that binding force is non-material. So the main thing is, like we require food, water, all these basic values which are material values. Similarly, our body requires to take deep into that phenomena that is called Turiyavastha, transcendental stage. So that is not something which is different from essential requirement what we are having, what we require in everyday life. As we require everything, food, water, similarly, daily, it is required to take dip into that transcendental value. Why? Because that is the state of nothingness. That is the state of everythingness. That is like Purnamada, Purnamidam, like if you take out wholeness from the wholeness, wholeness remains. Similarly, if you take out vacuum from the vacuum, vacuum remains. If you put vacuum in the vacuum, vacuum remains. So similarly, that totality, that is absolute value. In modern science, you may call it unified field or whatever it is. But ultimately, that non-material value is very much essential, because when we are protein deficient, we take protein and our body becomes healthy. If we are sick of iron deficiency, because of iron deficiency, we supplement our body with iron, food or green leafy vegetables and all that, and body gets, enough of those iron element, body becomes perfect. Similarly, because when material value is deficient, we can supplement it with some material value, other material value, which is called food or food supplements. But suppose we are having some stress And because of that stress which is there in our subconscious mind, that stress comes out and we feel anger. Our heart starts palpitating, right? So what happens? Well, we go to doctor, heart is palpitating, you take the, you are prescribed some medicine, your blood is, you know, it makes blood thinner. But it doesn't make that stress go away, which causes the palpitation of your heart, right? So unless we remove that stress, this palpitation problem and all these types of problems, they won't go away. They will again occur, again and again occur. So it means, and that thought is non-material value. And because that thought is non-material value, so how can it be addressed by any medicine which is material value? It can make you sleepy, it can make you unconscious, it can make you disconnect from that problem. But problem remains there. If we have some pain in any part of body, then it simply means that nature is telling you that that part of the body is in problem. You have to address it, right? But if we kill the messenger, if we kill the transportation method of that pain, and we are not feeling the pain, but pain is still there, it means problem is still there. We are not feeling the pain, right? So similarly, if stress is there, some thought, and what stress means, that is the accumulation of some thought which is not positive, which is not happy, which is not creating those hormones which are happy hormones. It means that stress which is non-material value, but is it is accumulated in the form of something, right? So if we address that chemical again and again, but stress is abstract value, that is still there. So it means whatever medication we keep on giving, but that stress won't go away. So what is the solution of that problem? So, like I am repeating again and again, that as our body requires food and water on daily basis, similarly, whatever stress is, whatever negativity we accumulate on daily basis, to remove that, it is very, very, very necessary to take deep into that transcendental value, which is absolute, as well as vacuum, as well as nothingness, as well as totality. It is the potential of all manifestation. All the universe came from the same source. You may call it black hole, or you may call it anything. You may call it some unified field, you may call it. But that is something which is absolute nothingness, from where everythingness, from where all potential, from where all manifestation came out. It means when we take deep into that transcendental value, so similarly, as anything which is multiplied by zero becomes zero. But I am repeating again and again that that transcendental value is not zero. It is zero as well as potential of everything, potential field of all possibilities. But because it has a quality of nothingness as well as totality, so you can simply think or understand it in this manner, that anything which is multiplied by zero becomes zero. So when we take deep into that transcendental value, whatever negative thought emerges at that time, that merges into that transcendental value and it goes away forever. And that's why when we take dip into that transcendental value, when we meditate, we go in that transcendental value, and when we come out, we feel at very great comfort. We feel at a great peace. And what that peace means? Because like if you keep a mirror clean, but on daily basis, you have to wipe it out again and again. Because when you are in society, when you are in, you know, bakery, when you are in this manifested world, then again and again dust comes and you have to dust again. You have to wipe it out. You have to make this mirror clean again and again. But mirror is very clean. Simply dust comes and you have to wipe it out again and again. Similarly, when we are in this bakery world, when we are in this physical world, then we interact with so many people, we are exposed with so many things, we think so many things, we interact with so many different phenomena. So, something is good, something is bad, something is this, something is that, and it creates some impact on our psyche. So, when that is positive, we feel happy. When that is negative, we feel unhappy. And gradually, when it accumulates, it becomes stress. And that stress is in the form of thought. And because that thought is non-material value, so material value, any medicine cannot cure it. By medicine, you may simply cut off your message transportation method. The process of receiving that message that you are sick, you are stressed, you are feeling headache, something this, something that. So the main thing is to eliminate that. And when you disconnect the sensitivity towards pain, then what happens? Till the effect of chemical is there, you don't feel pain. But after 6 hours or whatever it is told or experienced by the experiments, after the effect of that medicine or chemical goes away, you again start feeling pain. That's why painkillers are given after a frequent time. So what happens? It means the problem is there. So the main thing is to remove that stress so that you don't feel anxiety, your heart doesn't feel palpitation again and again. To remove that thought, that level of consciousness, that transcendental values require, where when thought merges, it goes for good. It goes forever. So that's why what is happening nowadays, what we call lifestyle diseases, it is something very, very, very important that I think not much far, I think 20, 30, 40 years back, I have not heard any young person suffering from depression, suffering from, all these things which are very common nowadays. Because if some, in joint families and families, if somebody is feeling low or not happy, you know, all the family members, they used to concentrate on that boy or girl, and they would make the person happy, cheer up, and everybody starts again playing and live, love and laugh again. So the thing is that nowadays when these things are happening, it means that because of nuclear families, because people are not in that social practice what was there in our joint family system, in our rich social cultural intermingling pattern, now things are very self-centric. People are living very self-centric life, it is my, it is my family, it is my child, it is my this thing, my that thing, I remember very, very clearly, not far away, in our families, everything was shared. It was insult of a brother to say that he is or she is my cousin. It felt so bad to us that he or she is brother or sister, what cousin means. So, but now things are changing a lot, me, my, So what happens when people are become so self-centric? So what is happening? They are facing living, enjoying happiness alone and enjoying sadness, stress alone. So when you are enjoying alone, it is okay. But you, when you are stressed and you are not sharing, you are not, what happens? It becomes stronger and stronger. You know, you are in like vortex within yourself. So it keeps on growing and growing, more intense, more intense, more intense. So what is necessary? Either we change our, absolutely change our social system, our values of life, values of family, on the level of family, on the level of society, or because it is utopian thought, then we should go back to those philosophies, those scientific practices, those technologies which were practiced in our society from the ages, and everybody was happy. You know, all these Chinese travelers who came to India, they have written that here people don't fall sick. And if they become sick, they just change their food and they become all right. Unless some daivyog means, if some astrological planetary positions, and because of those radiations, they become sick. Like in summers, we get mangoes. In winters, we don't get mangoes. It means every season, some chemical changes take in all the creatures on the earth. What does a mango means? What does planetary effect on mango means? When earth is in a special degree, in a specific degree, in reference to the sun, when sun has sun that intensity of light, when all the planets are radiating those particular radiations, as a result, that fruit comes. So if somebody says that, oh, these planets have they don't have any effect on, what a funny thing it is. What fruit means? Every fruit is, you know, comes in different seasons. And what different season means? It simply means that now sun, which is a planet, is radiating from a particular degree, because earth is moving around the sun. And when it is in this degree, winter comes. If it is in this degree, summer comes. So when earth is in some special degrees, you know, special, it is having it a special distance from sun, a special degree of radiation from sun, then summer comes, and that is the effect of planet. That is the effect of planet on the earth. Similarly, every plants tell you, every seasonal plants tell you that it is seasonal plant. What seasonal plant means? Seasonal plant means that earth is here in reference of the sun, and it is having a special angle of sun, a special angle of radiation. Therefore, a special type of heat, a special type of physical chemical qualities of that radiation, and that food or fruit or vegetation is coming out. So it is so simple. How can we say that these vegetation and on physiology, you know, there is no effect of planets? How funny, how ignorant thing this is. Every plant is telling you, every vegetable is telling you, every fruit is telling you that this is grown in this particular season. And every particular season is there because of planet, different planets. Sun, because it is very hot, we can feel the heat. We can feel the less heat in winters, more heat in summers. And this is the effect of planet. And similarly, all those plants which are having different radiations, but they are not as hot as sun. So we don't realize it directly, but it is a certain combination of those radiations that are causing of creation of different fruits and vegetables on the earth. So, again, come back to those chemical values. So, these chemicals are created by the planets. So, sometimes these values are created because of some combination of these planets. So, if we try to understand that this particular depression is because of this deficiency of this radiation, and this is going to last for this particular period, and after this, similarly, as in summers we get mangoes, in winters we don't get mangoes. As summer goes, we know that now the season of mango is no more. We won't get mangoes on the trees. Similarly, it has to be verified, studied scientifically, very deeply. It is very, very essential requirement in contemporary times that we must study all these things and tell people in their scientific terminology. Right? But it is very, very simple. It is very, very scientific. It is very, very clear that as we don't get mango in winters, we get different fruits, different vegetation, different season. And seasons are there because of different angle of solar radiation and planetary radiations. Similarly, if we know that this depression is because of this deficiency of those radiation, and it is going to last, suppose, for 1 week or 2 weeks. So, if we can take care for those 1-2 weeks and take very careful dealing of that person, and after that we can observe that things will change. But if we start very deep intense medication in that short period of time of the transition of those planetary combination, then what happens? It starts giving side effects. So when naturally the thing can go after a certain period, it, because of the chemical effect, side effects of those treatments, those chemicals, it can last for much, 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 much longer time. So, this is something which has to be scientifically deeply studied, and this is the very, very essential requirement for all those diseases. What modern science is unable to find out the cause of, like multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer, Parkinson's. You know, in modern times, generally we don't know. Modern science don't, I mean, they don't know why it happens. Some glimpse, you know, happen here and there. It is because of this, because of that. But it is not the perfect study. So, these are the phenomena. But what happens when you are psychologically weak and weak because of some stress or strains, and that stress and strain will not go away because of medication. Because of medication, your neurons, your nervous system can become weak. You can be detached from the pain, but pain is not going away. So similarly, that's why, you know, in many Western countries, now they are taking meditation as a medicine for stress. Doctors are prescribing meditation as a substitute of medicine for many diseases, heart-related diseases, you know. Mental diseases, psychodiseases. Why? Because when you take deep in that transcendental value, then that thought, which is not material value, that is non-material value, when you take deep into that transcendental value, that stress, that thought merges into that vacuum, nothingness, totality, and disappears forever. So that's why people who practice, they feel that the stress, what they were suffering from many, many years, when they start meditation, when they start taking deep into that transcendental value, and that is the subject which is dealt in the field of spirituality. Then what happens when they take dip into that? They many many people experience and they tell. Now it is on on scientific data also. Anybody can go and see on internet by very authentic scientific experiments done on the medical aspect of meditation. So when doctors are prescribing in the most developed countries that you do meditation, because medication won't take your stress away, because stress is a thought and it can emerge again and again and again. So to deal with that thought, a good thought or thoughtlessness is required, and that thoughtlessness is acquired or achieved by the meditation, which takes you to that transcendental value, which is the state of thoughtlessness. That is the state of Turiyavastha, that is the state of transcendental value, where that negative stress merges and goes for good. So meditation, that is part of spirituality, is nothing separate, nothing different phenomena than food, water, whatever physical requirement we have on daily basis. So as on physical level, to make your body healthy, we require food. For mental happiness, we require peace, and that both the things are acquired by taking dip into that spirituality, into that transcendental value on daily basis. Because if you are accumulating stress in a day, then it will affect your digestion. So whatever good food you take, if you are not happy, if you are not blissful, that won't get digested properly because of stress. And everybody knows that because of stress, our hormones, they don't function properly. Our digestive system won't function properly. So if we are eating regularly, if we are drinking water and all those beverages daily, to assimilate it properly, it is required, essentially required, to keep your body in happy, peaceful mind. And for happy and peaceful mind, that stress and that negativity should not be there. And to eliminate that negativity or that stress on daily basis, if you take dip on daily basis, morning and evening, into that transcendental value, you would accumulate that stress which is causing you problem, which is causing your sadness. So when you are happy on that level, because you are taking dip into that spirituality, which is called transcendental value, then your body is happy. When your body is happy, then when you are taking food or beverages, then you are enjoying that. Your body is receiving that and it is being converted into health, into happiness, into bliss. So that's why spirituality is as necessary on that basis. It is applied value of that knowledge of spirituality, which is required on daily basis as food, water, and other physical and mental requirements. It has to be understood very, very, very carefully and thoroughly to understand the problems of modern times and problems of all these lifestyle diseases. And this is one of the most important aspect to live perfect physical, mental and spiritual life. Jai Guru Dev.